You're listening to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, farming news and stories from across the UK.
The farming world has had a lot to contend with in the last couple of years. The consequences of Brexit, the pandemic, the weather, changes to subsidy payments, and a whole lot more. It would be easy for busy levy payers not to keep up. For cereals and oilseeds farmers, this AgriMarket Outlook podcast will give some understanding of what the future holds to assist with business planning for the next 12 months. AHDB's AgriMarket Outlook, produced every 6 months, is intended to highlight the various elements that will shape farming's fortune, along with preparing and budgeting for the challenges and opportunities ahead. It features detailed market outlooks for each levy-paying sector, beef and lamb, cereals and oilseeds, dairy and pork, alongside sector-by-sector insight into retail and consumer demand. As a cereals and oilseeds levy payer, in the next 20 minutes or so, you will hear about what's happening to market dynamics and get some insight into the prospects for your sector. I'm John Bates, and we have guests who've done all the hard graft and are here to share their findings and expertise. First up is Sarah Baker. She's an economic strategist for AHDB and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, John. Good to see you.
With lots of turmoil in the world and economic uncertainty, that makes forecasting a headache, I'd imagine. But you've done some forecasting, Sarah, so what's the outlook for 22?
Well, you're quite right, John. I think it's even more challenging in the midst of a global pandemic and with the UK economy suffering the aftershocks from EU exit. To forecast what's happening in 2022. But we've taken the usual path that economists take, which is to sort of look what's happened in the recent past and sort of edge forward to look into what's happening in the future. We've had to make a few assumptions in order to make our predictions sort of conditional, and that is that the government will do its utmost to avoid a further lockdown. So the next year will be a period of gradual recovery of the economy and learning to live with this virus.
So are you expecting any growth?
Well, there will be growth. It's really important to note that the growth is just about reaching, if you like, the pre-pandemic levels. So the data that was released in November showed that November's growth was the sort of first year that it exceeded the pre-pandemic levels. If December's data doesn't drop, then we'll have the quarter four of 2021, the economy reaches where it was in quarter four 2019. So we've made up the lost ground. But what's important to note is in normal times, the economy would have been growing over those 2 years. All it's done is it's taken a sharp dip down and it's come back up in a sort of V-shaped recovery curve. Now, there's been a permanent scarring in the economy. An economist describes scarring as the sort of the permanent changes that the economy has suffered as a result of EU exit and the COVID pandemic. And an example would be we have changed the way we work. We've had an accelerated move into the hybrid working. Far fewer of us are going into the office on a daily basis, and that's probably going to continue, even though we can return to work now. That will continue with this sort of mix of home and office working. We've changed the way we consume. We've changed the way that we travel. We've changed an awful lot about our lives as a result of COVID, and they will be permanent changes and they'll be reflected in the economy going forward. But yes, the main forecasts show significant growth for 2022. When I say significant, in the region of around 6%. And then after that, from 2023 onwards, it will settle to sort of more normal growth rates of between 2 and 3%.
So is inflation a cause for concern for levy payers?
Yes, inflation is going to be the big story for 2022. And you'd have to cast your mind back, if you're old enough, to the 70s or the 80s to see inflation at the sort of rates that we're going to experience in 2022. We are already seeing inflation in the region of 5 to 6%. What's important for our levy payers to remember is that inflation is this sort of the consumer price index, if you like, is a blanket measure of inflation. And it's based on a basket of goods and services that are meant to be representative to the average consumer. What we're seeing for our levy payers is that particular inputs, fertiliser, fuel in particular, are seeing much higher growth than that sort of 6% blanket rate that the CPI is publishing. And that is absolutely crucial for farmers and for their businesses and managing costs. Having said that, the Office for National Statistics are widening the way that they measure inflation. So they've just announced today that they're going to be able to sort of broaden the goods and services that they measure and broaden the range of outlets that they're measuring prices on. So it should get more and more representative. But if you still look at a breakdown of inflation by sector, you can see that food prices are rising more rapidly than other sectors. So food, fuel, fertiliser, all very relevant to our levy payers.
And I can't let you go without asking you what your top tip for levy payers would be for the 12 months ahead.
I would have a relentless push towards increasing the efficiency of use of my inputs to make sure that there is absolutely no wastage and they're used to maximum efficiency and effectiveness. My other top tip would be fix the interest rate on your borrowing. There is no doubt, because of that rising inflation, that the Bank of England will be looking at interest rates throughout 2022. And I would almost guarantee, stick my neck out here, interest rates will be rising incrementally. They'll go at a quarter of 1% to half of 1% at a time, but they will be rising throughout 2022. So the sooner you get your borrowings fixed, the better for your business.
Sarah, thank you very much. So that's the big picture. Now let's focus in on cereals and oilseeds specifically. The next guest is, I'm pleased to welcome Vicky Campbell to the podcast. Hi, Vicky. Thanks for sparing the time. Tell us, what do you do for levy payers?
So essentially, in a nutshell, what I like to say is that we make sense of all the noise around markets. There's an awful lot of information out there, and sometimes it's hard for people. They don't have the time and they don't have the resources to be able to distill this information into manageable nuggets of what they need. So that's our job to do, basically offer this evidence-based, impartial view of what is shaping markets.
Okay, so in this outlook, how's the situation for wheat and barley, particularly because, as Sarah described, there's rising input costs?
Everyone has seen how strong grain prices have been over recent months. And just to set the scene of why that's been the case. Now, the UK, we're a follower of global grain prices, particularly in seasons where we're a net importer, of which we are just now. And globally, the whole balance sheet is tight at the moment, which is offering this price support and therefore disseminating down into the UK market. Why are we seeing this tightness? Well, harvest last year, we saw major exporters having weather impacts on their production numbers. I'm sure we all remember the heat domes there were in North America and the impacts that would have had on the US and Canadian crop. We've also seen Russia introduce a series of export taxes throughout this marketing year as well, which has just helped restrict supply onto the market. And all of this is still in the face of increasing and strong global demand. So that balance sheet is tight. The balance sheet's also been tight for the UK as well. Whilst we saw production rebound last year, we did come into the season with the tightest opening stocks we've seen this century. So the picture is still tight for this season ahead. What might it look like for wheat and barley for the UK for harvest 2022? Well, we've seen an uptick in the area for winter crops this year in the UK. I'm sure if we remember winter drilling conditions back end of last year, they were much more clement than we've seen before, which allowed growers to get onto the fields and get their winter crops drilled. So we've seen a 1% uptick in UK winter wheat area for this season, and we're forecasting a 4% uptick in winter barley area as well. Although, to be said, this has now seen the area that is intended for spring cropping to come back on the year, as we're seeing more crops moving towards winter drilling for this season.
Is this likely to change going forward?
I think we need to look at both the short term and the long term, or the longer term, of what we might see around price support or price deflation within UK grain prices, or global grain prices, and ergo UK grain prices. I think for the short term, the outlook remains quite tight until the Northern Hemisphere crop comes online later this year for harvest 2022. So we're likely to see that support going through for the next few months. However, for the 22-23 marketing year, so harvest this year, we're in 2022 now, we've got a bit more of a bearish lilt, a bit more of a deflationary on price lilt out on the horizon. Although this is from a very high level of prices at the moment, so it's no bargain basement territory, that's for sure. Why are we seeing this? Well, globally for marketing year 22-23, the outlook looks a little bit more supplied. We've seen area in the US up, EU and the Black Sea as well. But what we've got to remember is there's a lot of time between now, January, and harvest, and a lot can happen between now and then. And equally, as you mentioned, high input costs. The UK is really feeling the high cost of fertiliser just now, as are our counterparts in the EU and in the US. It's a global issue. And there are some concerns that if fertiliser use is either delayed or reduced domestically and on the continent, that there might be some yield impact on this year's crop as well. So there are a few flies in the ointment, if we like, of this bearish outlook for 22-23. But as I say, there's a lot of time yet between now and harvest, so a lot can happen then.
Thanks, Vicky. Fascinating to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. I'm now joined by AHDB's Economics and Analysis Director, David Udall. Hi, David. Thanks for sparing the time to come on the podcast. How would you summarise the period ahead for farmers?
John, hello. As ever, pleasure to be here. Pleasure to talk to you. So I think from what we've heard in the podcast today, there's a couple of areas that we need to discuss in terms of the short term. We've got that information which is outside of our control, the inflation, the economics, that bigger picture in the world. And from a short-term perspective, we know that that is going to create tightness on farm margins. It's going to create issues with availability of products. We're going to lose the efficiency in the industry because of it. But as all economists like to say, if inflation is transitory, and we shouldn't be panicking over a short-term period. At the moment, we know we've got a significant amount of change coming over a number of years ahead. So we should be using this to better understand the business, understand what pressures your business faces, where it needs more work, where it needs more focus to develop those efficiencies going forwards. Because as we go through the next 2 to 3 year period and we see changes to subsidy payments, we see the impact of expanding trade deals, we're going to have a domestic industry that is going to be more impacted by the global market. It's going to see more volatility, more pressure, and we will go through a substantial period of change. So I would say use this information now to better understand your business, better understand how your business fits in the global perspective, and then put that change into practice to make sure that you're a more robust business and a stronger business going forwards.
For those farmers that wanted it, I think we're providing consultancy service, aren't we?
We are indeed. For our farmers in England, we do indeed have our DEFRA-funded resilience fund, our farm business review service, where we are offering free half-day consultancy. And you know, that is something that is a key part to that whole farm business decision-making process. And I think that, you know, AHDB provides information from end to end in the farm business decision-making process, from that first decision of buying the seed, seeing an animal being born, all the way through to harvesting a crop, selling a commodity, taking livestock to market. We have the information and we have the tools available to inform that business decisions. And our Farm Business Review Service now goes one step further, where we can not just look at individual seasons and look at individual crops, we're looking at a whole business perspective and starting that enhancement of business security and that robustness of business to make sure that everyone is ready for the challenges that we face. And we keep on saying challenges. Everyone talks about challenges in agriculture and we face challenges. This is nothing new. We've been through this before. Every year is a challenge in agriculture. There isn't anything that's, you know, suddenly different about it. We just face different challenges all the time. So there is no reason why we suddenly need to be better business people. This isn't the spur of it. We've always faced these challenges and we will always have different challenges going forward. So when you start putting these activities into practice of reviewing your business and reviewing your place in the industry. That is best practice that then can consistently be carried out for a number of years ahead to ensure that your business is more robust and in a sustainable position.
So if Livy Payers wants to know more about what you've just outlined, where can they find it?
So I'm going to wheel out everything we say every time for this, John, and it's my favourite part of this. Go to our website. That would be the first port of call. Go to our website. We have a huge wealth of information on there. With regards to the information that we've heard from today, of the wider economic outlook and the sector outlooks, go to the markets and prices pages. You'll see it on the top of the screen when you first join, and then you can choose your sector. That's the key part. Secondly, I would say get in touch. We don't have enough levy payers that ring us directly, email us directly. If you receive any of our market outlook emails and information on the website, we put our contact details on there. So if you want more information, get in contact with us directly. And then we also have our regional knowledge exchange team. Go to the events, go to our monitor farms, our strategic farms, the local events that we're running to understand more about the activities that AHDB is doing and the work that we're providing. And our local monitor farmers and our local strategic farms will be able to point you in the right direction, point you to our knowledge exchange representatives, and they'll be able to help you understand exactly where that information can be found on AHDB. So we've got a number of different ways. And if in doubt, send us an email, give us a phone call. Go on social media, send us a tweet and we can respond to it. You know, engage directly with us and we can help to inform where of all of our information is.
There you go, listeners. A genuine and sincere request coming from David there. Please get in touch. Thank you to my guests, Sarah, Vicky and David. If you've got any comments about this podcast or ideas for future episodes, we want to hear from you. Another request to get in touch, so you can email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk. Or you can contact us via the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk. This podcast was produced by Gemma Pammant. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
Spring 2022 is your opportunity to vote to have your say about the future direction of AHDB. For more information, you can email shapethefuture@ahdb.org.uk or visit the AHDB website, ahdb.org.uk.